Almost 5 million people in Florida receive Social Security, including retirees, survivors, and the disabled. That's almost one in five people. Central Florida, the numbers are big. 182,000 in Orange County, for example. Over 100,000 in Lake County because of the large number of retirees. So these cost of living adjustments have a major effect on a lot of people.
What exactly is the amount of the 2014 cost of living adjustment? Do we have that information? And how does that translate into real dollars in recipients' pockets?
Well, we don't have the number yet. My crystal ball says when it's released this week, it'll be about 1.5%, which would increase average payments about $10 a month. That compares with 1.7% in 2013, 3.6% in 2012, and no change in 2010 or in 2011. So, small gain.
How is the cost of living adjustment calculated? The numbers that are crunched for this, where do they come from?
They come from the Consumer Price Index. Many of our listeners are familiar with it. It is a market basket of goods. The Bureau of Labor Statistics sends out shoppers every single month, and they buy a fixed, this is important, a fixed market basket of goods, and then compare the prices. So it measures that market basket very well, but it, like any measurement, has its shortcomings.
Theoretically, it's an apples-to-apples comparison, but in practice, are there issues with this way of calculating it?
No, you described it perfectly. It is apples-to-apples, but the problems that emerge are these. Imagine that the price of apples goes up to $5 an apple. And the price of pears, and pears aren't in our basket, goes down. Some people naturally would buy no apples and they'd switch to pears. So did the cost of living really go up? And things get more complicated over time, especially with changes in technology. So consider, for example, in 1975, when the Consumer Price Index, COLA, was initiated, you could buy a compact car like a Volkswagen for $3,000. Today, that same Volkswagen costs $30,000, 10 times more. But other compact cars cost $12,000. So did the price go up four times or 10 times? And consider that cars now routinely get 200,000 miles, whereas back in the day they only got 100,000 miles, and the new cars have better gas mileage. So measuring changes in quality and technology is difficult, especially when you have a fixed market basket of goods.
Any issues specific to the senior population?
Yes, because their fixed market basket of goods is not exactly the same as the Bureau of Labor Statistics basket. Most importantly, in the labor statistics basket, there's a lot of housing because urban consumers spend about a third of their entire budget on housing. But seniors don't do that. They spend much more on drugs and other things. And so the basket doesn't really reflect their cost of living.
So how does that end up affecting the COLA calculations for seniors? Do you think the report overestimates their cost of living or underestimates it, or does it end up balancing out?
Well, it does some of both, but over time, most studies suggest that it overestimates.
Are there any proposed changes to cost of living calculations that might address some of this inconsistency?
Absolutely. And it's very important that we all monitor it because of how many Floridians, one in five actually, will be affected by this. The president has proposed shifting the index from the fixed market basket to what's called the chained index. And so in plain English, it means the market basket is going to adjust as people buy, in our example, more pears and fewer apples when the price of apples goes up. And so that will cause, over time, a small downward adjustment to the cost of living index. It is a very small change now, but the changes compound over time. So over 20 or 30 years, it would have a significant impact. Over the next 10 years, to put it in perspective, it'll save about $230 billion for Social Security, closing the funding gap for Social Security by about 20%. So talking about a significant amount of money, even though it's a small amount for each person.
What is the amount for each person?
It's going to be about $5 to $7 per month over the next 10 years on average.
What do you think of it?
Well, I think technically it's the right thing to do. The current index is over-adjusting. There's no doubt about that. But maybe what we really need in a perfect world would be separate cost of living indexes for separate kinds of things. So maybe we have a separate seniors index. Maybe we have a separate wage earners index. We now have one great index to choose for all kinds of things, and it's sort of like taking out a hammer anytime you have anything you want to bang in, and some are screws, and the hammer doesn't work so well.
Thank you very much, Hank.
It's a pleasure, Nicole.